Are we ready?
G'day brand builders, how are we today? Listen, I wanted to create this video and provide you some insight into a commonly used mechanism across e-commerce, but specifically and equally important within the supplement industry, particularly for sub brands. This is all about leveraging a pre-sale article prior to sending traffic to a PDP, a product display page. Now, the reason why this is so important is because quite often there's a lot of education around a product, specifically if you've got a unique product that is new to the market, and or if there is some sort of sensitive aspect to that product that may be in conflict with Facebook or Google's terms of service or terms of advertising. So I'm going to use a very popular brand, Onnit. I'm sure we all have all heard of Onnit before. They produce a wide array of supplement products, particularly in the nootropic space, but across the whole health and fitness sector. And obviously, they leverage a lot of influencers as well, Joe Rogan being one of them. I believe he's actually a director in the company or has some sort of share partnership within the company. So first and foremost, I'm going to actually go to the ads library of Onnit and just show you an example of some of the ads that they use, and to give you some insight into how it's pre-framed and set up prior to, I'm just going to move this across here, how it's pre-framed and set up prior to actually driving people to a pre-sale article. So I'm going to specifically take anything with Joe Rogan in it, really, because I'm pretty sure when we talk about ad sent, and what I mean by ad sent is that congruency from the time that the prospect has seen the ad to the landing page that they're landing on, all the way through the checkout process to they make a purchase, we want that congruency. And so we talk about in terms of a scent, in the way that it smells, there's a scent that is followed all the way through. So that congruency is obviously leveraging the fact that Joe Rogan, being the personnel and the celebrity and the recognition that he has, is being utilized in the front end here. So you can see this ad, what if your brain could work better, faster, and have razor sharp focus? Just like a Formula One race car, your brain needs the right type of fuel to operate at the highest level. Alpha Brain Registered has been designed with three proprietary and trade secret formulas. Goes on to talk about benefit-driven points around this particular product. Now, what you will notice with the supplement industry, there's never any claims of results. It's all speaking in between the lines or metaphorically or relating it to something else that you can resonate with. So the prime example here is that, you know, most people can understand a race car or a fast car, and they can associate that the fuel that's required for a fast car to make it perform is going to be high performance. And so they draw that similarity that this product is for a fast car or for performance of a fast car, being the brain of the human. So we're drawing similarities here that you can sort of resonate with, but not in the sense of saying, hey, this can do this and it's going to guarantee this type of result for you. So very cryptic in the way that the copy is presented to circumvent Facebook's terms of service, but to equally display this product and its benefits. So opening it up, you know, simple copy, simple creative. I'm a firm advocate for this type of static creative where we've just got a lifestyle image, Joe Rogan doing a butterfly stretch, stretching out his adductor muscles, his groin muscles. They've got a rendered product image and a very simple headline or value proposition. I feel like it helps me form sentences better. You know, that's an interesting take to use, but hey, it's, you know, these guys got big budgets. They can test a lot of different variations. So, you know, again, for us that may not have the larger budgets, we may look at testing this same type of creative, but you might have, you know, five different variations of these headlines to see which one actually resonates with our audience. And the way that we can determine that's results is, you know, simply by the click-through rates and the cost per clicks. You know, if we're getting sub 1% click-through rates, you know, below $1 cost per clicks, you know, we're on a good path. So, you know, looking at this ad, taking this into consideration, it's for the Alpha Brain memory focus product. And again, nootropics is a very it's a challenging product to market within these paid media platforms. So you've got to be very tactful in the way that you approach this. And then clicking on the learn more, this drives them to, or drives the user to, a pre-sell article. And so I'm going to deconstruct this a little bit for you to show you these key mechanisms in here, the key aspects of this that really make it powerful. And so, you know, one, obviously the key thing here, you can see it's got Joe Rogan plastered all over this. So it automatically gives trust, credibility, association for anyone that watches the Joe Rogan podcast. You know, you've got this instant connection because, you know, we know, all know and like Joe Rogan. He's a good comedian. He, you know, has his podcast and he does all the other TV reality shows and so on and so forth. And he's a UFC commentator. So, you know, we can see straight away, it's Joe. We like it. The way that this is written is the way that it's presented is like it's an article. It's a legitimate article almost presented by a third party platform or writer. So written by Tony Miller, the way that it's presented, there's a video. It's got these, you know, other what we call stacked conversion elements here straight under, you know, 600K followers, 600K likes, 160 followers, featured in Mentels, Forbes, Muscle and Fitness, all these stacked conversion elements that automatically bolsters a lot more trust and credibility around the product, particularly for a nootropics-based product where, you know, the broader market at this early stage of conception think that nootropics is, you know, a hocus pocus based product and there's a lot more education around it. So sent, you know, front and center above the scroll or within that first part of the fold, there needs to be a lot of stacked conversion elements. Then going through all of this, and I'm not going to go into the copy and, you know, its persuasive manner and so on and so forth, but I want to just bring attention to all these hyperlinked areas, which essentially are funneling people over to the next stage, which is going to be the PDP, the product display page. Then they've got these almost what look like Google display banners, like it's advertising outside of this realm is being placed on here. So again, it adds that extra layer of trust, credibility, and also I suppose you being marketed to as the consumer. And scrolling down, you know, again, not going to break into all the to the aspects of the copy and creative, but you can see here some of the call to actions that they're using is check availability, learn more. The primary call to action up here is check availability. So it's not shop now, showing that it's a part of the store. This is a pre-sale article providing information, taking the customer through a journey, and then offering something on the side here saying, hey, check availability. You know, we've built up this anticipation through this creative, through this copy, and now because you've got that anticipation, it's further lending to that psychological trigger of exclusivity. Is it available? That fear of missing out by check availability. So it's prompting you to that next stage of the quote unquote funnel. So let's check the availability. Go across. Oh, lo and behold, I'm pretty sure it's available. But now we're on the PDP. Now, let me break this PDP, product display page, down for you in a little to give you some context of these key elements, conversion elements. Now, when we land on this page, we know straight away what this product is about. When peak performance is everything, Alpha Brain helps give you the edge. So we know their value proposition straight here. The subtext reinforces that. Formulate to optimize memory, focus, and speed of thought. What you'll notice as well, there's a little key legend there. I'm pretty sure if we scroll down, it's probably going to say, you know, this is not evaluated by the you know, Food and Drug Administration, so on and so forth. And let's just let me check that. These statements has not been evaluated by the FDA. Yeah, standard stuff in the supplement industry game. Back to the top here, try now risk-free. So, you know, we're really trying to overcome any barriers to objection and really, you know, eliminate any objections to purchasing. Also here, gluten-free, caffeine-free. Again, we're, you know, a highly health-conscious nation these days, you know, across here in Australia, the US, everywhere. You know, gluten is a topic, big topic, particularly for these gel cap capsules and things like that. So displaying here right underneath the call to action that is gluten-free and then obviously caffeine-free. A lot of people are going to think, oh, this is just highly dosed with caffeine, they're going to get jitters, so on and so forth. So just presenting those objections to purchasing up front and center is a really wise move from these guys' behalf. Now, what you also notice as well is just above the fold here, we've got another as seen on Men's Health, Forbes, Muscle Fitness. We've got all their stacked conversion elements lending trust and credibility to this particular product. Again, because they know that there's a lot of education that's required around this product, so they need to reinforce that trust, their association, recognizable logos, and then all these other sort of, social elements there to bolster that trust. And then going through, if I go try now risk, I haven't even tested this before, but I'm assuming this is going to be auto scroll. Yep, standard sort of stuff. Buy one, get one bottle, purchase now, try risk free. Most popular, boom, buy two, get 25% off. Best value, standard sort of stuff. And then it's providing all the sort of stacked conversion elements here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You'll notice, guys, that anything underneath a product in the product image and a product display page always present the benefits in uneven numbers. 3, 5, or 7. Psychologically, people believe uneven numbers. So you'll generally see most savvy marketers always present that in uneven numbers. But there is a bunch of... Just let me turn off my notification. There is a bunch of things to really take away from this landing page. And I'll say this time and time again, don't need to reinvent the wheel. See what the big boys are doing, take away their core elements, implement that into your own business. No need to reinvent the wheel. Scrolling down, you can see all the stuff that starts to lend credibility, understanding to the product. Again, this is all about the benefit-driven process. Or benefit-driven aspects of the product. And for you guys that aren't sure about, establishing the benefits of a product, the simple formulation that we use within the agency is this. We look at the product. What is the product? What are the features of that product? What are the benefits of those features? Then what are the deeper benefits of those features? So let's look at that in terms of, say, fat loss. A product could be a fat burner. So we know the product is a fat burner. What are the features of that fat burner? Burns fat, increases metabolism, decreases appetite. What are the deeper benefits? Oh, sorry, the features. What are the benefits of having fat loss? Look and feel good, have more energy, maybe for suppressed appetite, not as eat as much, decrease your food bills, so on and so forth. What are the deeper benefits of those benefits? This is when we get down to the psyche of your consumer. So really, the lost weight, feel good, feel energy, it may be, the deeper benefit of that is that you're more respected by your peers, or your partner may be more attracted to you now because you're looking leaner and meaner and feeling more energetic and have a bit more of a spring in your step. So really identifying those deeper benefits of the benefits and presenting them here is what's really going to strike at the psyche of your consumer, of your customer. Scrolling down, ingredients, this is all sort of, standard sort of landing page sort of stuff. And then frequently asked questions. Always good to have a FAQ section on your PDP or landing page just to overcome any objectives to barriers to objections, barriers to purchase, and also to not put too much strain on your customer service team. Now, let's go back up to the sale here. I dare say, and I've never been through this funnel, but if I purchase, let's say this, let's see what happens. Okay, so they've got a free shipping bar across the top. They've got an in-cart upsell at a free gift. That's their free gift. Continue to check out. I'm not going to check out here, but I would imagine there's going to be a post-purchase upsell to try to either sell me more of the same product, which is logically what you want to do, present to the consumer more of the same products or offer them something that's complementary. So guys, I hope this gave you some good insight, particularly into the realms of the supplement world and this works across all e-commerce, particularly if a product needs a little bit more education around it, or it's a little bit sensitive to market. we want to not just direct traffic from a product, from an ad directly to the product display page. We want to potentially look at sending it from an ad to a pre-sale article similar to this here, and then from here, the pre-sale article to the product display page or landing page. So we've got this little buffer in between to really educate the consumer a little bit more, get them emotionally invested, sell them into your brand, sell them into your product before asking for the sale. And, you know, no need to reinvent the wheel. If this looks attractive to you and it works, copy it. These guys are spending big bucks. They've got big budgets. Copy it. You know, obviously you change the content, but in terms of the layout and the way that's displayed, take these core elements, update it with your own brand, your own products, your own reviews, you know, your own videos, all these sort of core elements that you see, and, you know, test it yourselves. I hope this helps, guys. Hope this gives you some good insights into what is working and what has always worked in the e-commerce game, particularly again for the supplement industry. And, you know, if you need any help or you've got any queries or questions, don't hesitate to ask. Shoot a question down below in the comment down below, or just reach out to us in the DMs or send us an email. Enjoy and stay happy, healthy, and strong. See you, team.